Hi, this is Psychic Tanahoy, and thank you again for joining me today. Don't forget, you can visit my website if you'd like to get more information at www.tanahoy.com. In part two of Have You Lived Before, I'm going to talk a little bit about fears and phobias and that are often a result of your past life traumas and what causes them. Whatever your experience is absorbed by your soul. So whatever you experience, the soul absorbs, and this includes incidents in this life and all of your past lives too. When determining if a fear, phobia, or recurring theme in your life is a result of this life or from one of your past lives, you first need to see if it could be a result of something you experienced in this one. For example, you're afraid of heights, yet maybe you've never fallen from a high place in this way. Or maybe you're afraid of only certain types of bugs, yet you've never had a bad experience with a bug like that in this life. Maybe you keep attracting the same type of love interest over and over again, yet it makes no sense as to why. These are all signs that are leftover traumas from your past life. People ask me, how can I release these traumas? Well, the only way to release past life trauma is first to be able to identify its root. You need to know exactly what happened to cause it, and only then can you release it in this lifetime. The way to discover where the fear, trauma, or recurring theme has resulted from, you need to have your Akashic records looked at. This is the first starting point. During a psychic reading, I can look at a person's Akashic records and tell them exactly what happened, and once we discover its roots, I can do an angelic healing over the phone to release it. People ask me, what are the differences between a past life regression versus a past life reading? Well, I want to talk a little bit about that. A past life regression uses hypnosis to regress a person back to one of their many past lives. Now, I've studied hypnosis for over 20 years, and I'm very knowledgeable about the hypnosis area. And the reason I'm mentioning this is to let you know that I really do understand how hypnosis works. And I prefer using past life readings to explore past lives, and I'm going to tell you why. The reason is because with hypnosis, when you do a past life regression, you actually experience and relive the trauma all over again. You'll experience the same feelings or the same pain, even the same hysteria. Say you were murdered or being stoned to death. You will experience the whole thing over if any of these kinds of things existed or were connected with your death in a past life. Imagine if you were killed using a guillotine and you relived kneeling with your head hanging over the hole, waiting for the blade to come down and chop your head off. Well, I've seen that happen before in regressions. It would be pretty traumatic, wouldn't it? This would be the experience you would have with hypnosis. It can be traumatizing and emotionally scarring to the person, especially if you don't do it with somebody that is a very, very experienced hypnotherapist. So I do not recommend that at all. With a past life reading, you're told what happened. You rather than experiencing it for yourself, and when you're given the information, you will know in your gut that what you're being told is real, and you don't have to relive it all over again in the way of experiencing it all. A past life reading is just as effective for releasing past life traumas, and it's a lot less scarier too. The choice is always yours, but I recommend a past life reading over a past life regression if you ever decide to explore your past lives. Until the next time in part three, where we're going to discuss more about past lives, I would like to thank you very much for spending time with me today. Don't forget, you can visit my website at www.tanahoy.com, or you can also go to my blog at www.authenticreadings.net. That's authenticpsychicreadings.net. That's authenticpsychicreadings.net. Thank you very much. God bless, and have a wonderful day.